Welcome to Holiday Tidbits, your information hub for the festive season. I'm your host, Vanessa Silvera. On today's program, our guest is Public Relations Officer of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Senior Deputy Superintendent Emilio Banks, and he'll be discussing safety in the home for the holidays. Mr. Banks, welcome. Now, what are some of the greatest concerns for the brigade round about Christmas time?
Some of the things that we really want you to be looking out for: additional use of electricity, additional cooking, having friends over, that sort of thing. So we'll be delving a little bit into safety for those instances.
Let's start with Christmas lights. The display of lights during the Yuletide season started out as a Nordic and German practice, where they'd use candles. The practice has since come a far way to include lights being sold commercially. What do shoppers need to know when buying lights to decorate their home or office?
When shopping for lights, electrical decorations, extension cords, electrical appliances, please make sure you look for the UL rating. Underwriters Laboratory, that's the acronym, UL, Underwriters Laboratory. They test for safety standards. If you're planning to decorate outdoors, make sure that you buy outdoors weather-appropriate decorations. Not all decorations that are suited for indoors are suited for outdoors.
How can I tell the difference?
If you see a product package that has a green holographic UL mark, it will tell you that this is for indoors only, and they will also write on it indoor use only. A red mark indicates that the product is safe for indoor and outdoor use. So again, the green holographic UL mark is telling you that it is only for indoor use. The red, suitable for indoor and outdoor use.
Another thing is to make sure you inspect the lights and other decorations you're buying. Some of the items we see for sale may have been stored away from last Christmas or even before.
It might be new to you, but you don't know how long the store has it in storage. And some amount of weathering might have taken place, some amount of breakdown of the insulation might have taken place. So make sure that you inspect for safety. Plug them in inside the store. Make sure that they work properly inside the store. Once you see a spark, it is telling you that you're getting a feedback. So you need to choose another item.
I've bought the lights and I'm about to put them up. Any advice on how to avoid the possibility of a fire when putting up these decorations?
If you look on the plug-in section at the back of the Christmas lights, you see a socket for another plug. It is extremely important. No more than 5 Christmas lights should be plugged into each other. Any going over 5 is extremely overloading a circuit. And once you overload a circuit, it is going to cause some kind of short circuit, and this kind of short circuit can lead to fires. And it is also extremely important to not overload extension cords. All extension cords have a wattage rating. So what you want to be doing is you want to be looking on the requirement for the appliance that you're plugging in, and you want to look at what the extension cord can actually carry.
And some appliances ought not to be plugged into extension cords at all. How can you tell the difference?
When you look at those appliances, you realize the plug-in cords are kept very short. The manufacturers have kept them short for a reason. So your blender, for example, blender cords over the years have been very, very short. The reason for that is the manufacturer don't want you to be plugging it into an extension. It must be plugged into the wall socket and maintained that length. Most of the kitchen appliances, as a matter of fact, because they want you to maintain that proximity away from the wall socket.
And as we close, any final advice for householders with regards to how to interface with electrical goods?
For the men, when it comes to extension cords, lights, electrical appliances, if you find that a cord is broken, replace it. Do not take out your knife, splice the cord, twist the cord back together, and then put some tape over it and get going again. Please replace it. It is way cheaper to go to the store and purchase another one than doing that repairing thing, and it actually leads to fires. And again, when it comes to Christmas lights, please ensure if you're leaving the house, plug them out. If you're going to bed, plug them out.
Senior Deputy Superintendent Emilio Banks, Public Relations Officer for the Jamaica Fire Brigade. He will be back. So join us next time on JIS Radio for more tips to keep you safe this Christmas. I'm Vanessa Silvera.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.